This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Marlo Diane, ForbiddenDragon.blogspot.com. The Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy. Preface. The date at which the following events are assumed to have occurred may be set down as between 1840 and 1850, when the old watering place herein called Budmouth still retained sufficient afterglow from its Georgian gaiety and prestige to lend it an absorbing attractiveness to the romantic and imaginative soul of a lonely dweller inland. Under the general name of Egdon Heath, which has been given to the somber scene of the story, are united or typified Heaths of various real names, to the number of at least a dozen, these being virtually one in character and aspect, though their original unity, or partial unity, is now somewhat disguised by intrusive strips and slices brought under the plow with varying degrees of success, or planted to woodland. It is pleasant to dream that some spot in the extensive tract whose southwestern quarter is here described may be the heath of that traditionary king of Wessex, Lear. July, 1895. To sorrow I bid good morrow, and thought to leave her far away behind. But cheerily, cheerily, she loves me dearly. She is so constant to me, and so kind. I would deceive her, and so leave her, but ah, she is so constant, and so kind. End of Preface. Recorded by Marlo Diane, March 11, 2006. Biscuit West, Prince Edward Island.